brothers and sisters, we still in the explanation, we still in the tafsir of the ayat of Surah An-Nahl. And this ayat always told us about what is important in our life, what is important for our next life, what is important to understand what Allah Azza wa Jal want from us to do, what Allah Azza wa Jal prohibited us not to do, and in this way to keep ourselves on the straight way. We going through some ayat talking about the importance of the oath, about the importance of what we call yameen, of, or someone swearing. And we have many things about this subject. And we reach ayah number 94. In this ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal said, after أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تتخذوا أيمانكم دخلا بينكم فتزل قدم بعد ثبوتها وتذوقوا السوء بما صددتم عن سبيل الله ولكم عذاب عظيم. So Allah Azza wa Jal in this ayat told us about very important thing, told us about many important things. First of all, وَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا أَيْمَانَكُمْ دَخْلًا بَيْنَكُمْ. Do not take your oath as means to deceive, to deceive some people, to be in one side opposite to our side, to make what is not true. So you use this. وَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا أَيْمَانَكُمْ دَخْلًا بَيْنَكُمْ. This is very important thing, to take your oath as means to deceit or to deceive the people. فَتَزِلَّ قَدَمٌ بَعْدَ ثُبُوتِهَا. And that will cause, if you make the oath of or make yameen or give a false witnesses, شهادت الزور, you know, if you do any of these, if you do any of these, this is will make your foot slip after it is firmly placed. And the meaning of that, that your foot will slip, you will fall away from the straight way after you are on the straight way. And this is very difficult. This is great disaster, could happen to anyone. And here he said, فَتَزِلَّ قَدَمٌ بَعْدَ ثُبُوتِهَا, that your feet will slip after it was firm, after it was stable, after it was constant on the straight way. So, فَتَذِلَّ قَدَمٌ بَعْدَ ثُبُوتِهَا وَتَذُوقُ السُّوءَ بِمَا صَدَدْتُمْ. And that will make you have a great punishment. That will make you have a great punishment. Why this great punishment? This great punishment because you break your oath, because you deceive the people by this oath. You give this oath to make what is right wrong, to make what is truth false, and what is false truth. And also this will make you a very bad example to other people. This is make you very bad example, and that also will make you diverted from the way of Allah. You make the people diverted from the way of Allah because you give a bad example about Muslim. You give a bad example about the people. This look, this person believe in God and he swear and he make a false witness. This person believe and he considers himself Muslim. So in this way, you diverted people from the way of Allah. You push them. And this is happening a lot nowadays. The Muslim, the way they acting, give very bad example. Give very bad example. The lady which wearing hijab and driving in a bad way and break the law of the traffic. The lady who wearing hijab and coming and didn't stand in the line and break the line or not, you know, it give bad example. The person who has a beard and act like a Muslim and act in a bad moral he will divert the people from the way of Allah. For this reason, he will get great punishment. So, وَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا أَيْمَانَكُمْ دَخْلًا بَيْنَكُمْ. Don't use your oath as a way, as a means to mischief among yourself. Don't do this. Allah prohibited us to do this. And this is connected to the ayah before that, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُوا بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنْ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ. So this is how Allah prohibited to do this. Don't do this. Don't use your oath to mischief among yourself. And this is will make your foot slip after it firmly placed. And you test evil consequences for your having prevented the other from the path of Allah. This acting, this bad moral, this false witness, this, and you representative Islam, and you look, the people look to you as a Muslim. For this reason, the people didn't come to Islam. For this reason, not because Islam is not good, not because Islam is not real, not because Islam is not truth, but because Muslims nowadays are not a good example for Islam. And really, through this ayah, I would like to focus about something very important. I would like to focus about the point that فَتَزِلَّ قَدَمٌ بَعْدَ ثُبُوتِهَا, that after you are on the straight way, you will slip. After you are stable, after you are firm on the straight way, you will fall in. Why? Because you did this. And this is, he didn't say you slipped before you are firm. No, after, بَعْدَ ثُبُوتِهَا, that someone will slipped, will fallen from the straight way after he was firmly placed, after he was constancy on the straight way. For this reason, we have to care about this. We have to care not to fallen after we firm on the straight way, not to lose our stability from the straight way. How to be firm, how to be stable, how to be constant on the straight way. And this is something very important. For this reason, I will focus about this point. How to be firm? What will help you to be firm? What will make you not firm? The breaking oath, to deceive the people from the oath. But what is the things help you to be firm on the straight way? First of all, to have good relation with the Quran, because Quran is the word of Allah. Quran give you what is right, what is wrong. Quran increase your immunity. Quran protect you from the Satan, because he will told you how he act, what he will do. Quran put you in a good situation to understand what is important, what Allah want from you, what ibadat Allah want from you to do. Because the people today take the ibadat from here and there, and they bring something Allah didn't ask about it. So in the Quran, Allah told you what is important, what is very important, what is not important. For this reason, how much you have great relation with the Quran, how much you are firm on the straight way. For this reason, there are plenty of ayat, many ayat told us how the Quran is coming to make the people firm on the straight way. One of these ayat, ayah number 32 in Surat Al-Furqan. In ayah number 32 in Surat Al-Furqan, Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ الْقُرْآنِ جُمْلَةً وَاحِدَةً كَذَلِكَ لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ وَرَتَّلْنَاهُ تَرْتِيلًا. So those who disbelieved, they say, why the Quran didn't reveal to him completely in one time? Why the Quran not been revealed to him all at once? Why that not happened? And Allah answered them, Allah can do this, but Allah didn't do it because there is a goal, there is a reason behind this. كذلك لنثبت به فؤادك. So we make it in coming separately, we make it coming ayah after ayah and surah after surah to what? To firm your heart. We make your heart firm and we revealed it little by little. كذلك لنثبت به فؤادك ورتلناه ترتيلا. We send it little by little, surah after surah, ayah after ayah. Why? To firm your heart. And also, if you go through the ayat of Quran, if you go through the surah of the Quran, if you try to understand the meaning, if you try to know what Allah Azza wa Jal wants from you, this is will firm your heart on the straight way. And also Allah Azza wa Jal said in Surah An-Nahl, Ayah 102. In Surah An-Nahl, Ayah 102, Allah Azza wa Jal told us, and Allah Azza wa Jal make it clear to us. قل نزله روح القدس من ربك بالحق ليثبت الذين آمنوا وهدى وبشرى للمسلمين. This ayah told us, Allah told us that this is being brought down to you by Jibreel, Ruh al-Qudus. He who carry the revelation from the heaven to the Prophet. And this is, he do it in right way. He carrying the truth. Why? Why? لِيُثَبِّتَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. To bring firmness, to give stability to those who believe, to the believers, and become guidance and good news for the Muslim, and become guidance and good news for the Muslim. And there are many ayat give us how the Quran make us stable on the straight way, make us firm on the straight way. This is the first point. Second point, to believe in God and increase our iman in God, and also to listen to wisdom, to listen to knowledge, to listen to what help us to become closer to Allah and closer to the word of Allah and closer to the book of Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal told us in Surah An-Nisa, chapter woman, ayah 66, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ فَعَلُوا مَا يُعَظُونَ بِهِ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ وَأَشَدُّ تَثْبِيتًا. And if their response to what Allah preached them, to what Allah taught them, to what Allah helped them, this is will be khair to them, this is will be khair, this is will be good to them, وَأَشَدُّ تَثْبِيتًا, and more stability to them, more firmness to them, more consistency to them. This is the very important ayah. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ, if they listen, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ, if they act, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ فَعَلُوا مَا يُعَظُونَ بِهِ, if they respond to what they receive from preaching, from advising, from teaching, this is will be good to them. Subhanallah, since I came to this country, I start with many people. Some of them listen, some of them didn't listen. Some of them listen but didn't respond. Subhanallah, the people who listen and respond, many things change in their life. They feel the meaning of connecting to Allah. They feel the meaning of dhikrullah. They feel the meaning of the book of Allah. And the people who didn't listen, the people who didn't respond, nothing changed in their life. Nothing. If someone ask him to take the medicine, and he went to the pharmacy and bring the medicine and look and open the books and look to the bill, but he didn't take it. What did he do? He do nothing. What he will use? Okay, I know the medicine. I know the color of the medicine. I went to the pharmacy. Okay, I know the sheikh. I met the sheikh. I listened to sheikh. Okay, but what else? If you didn't respond, if you didn't change, this is what Allah said, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ فَعَلُوا ما يوعظون به if they listen, if they act according to what Allah preached them, to what the scholars told them, it will be خير to them وأشد تثبيتا and more stability to them. This ayah in An-Nisa 66 is very important to everyone, and this is, and they are not the same. The people who listen, there are people who didn't listen at all. There are people listen but they didn't respond. There are people listen and respond and act. Those people Allah will firm them. And also the third things will help us to be stable, to be firm on the straight way, is to listen to the story of the Prophet and Messenger. وَكُلًّا نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ وَجَاءَكَ فِي هَذِهِ الْحَقِّ وَمَوْعِظَةٌ وَذِكْرَى لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It's Surah Hud, Ayah 120. And we narrated to you, we told you about the news, about the stories of the messengers before you. And this is will firm your heart, will firm your fu'ad. This is will help you, because when you read about how Allah helped the people who are walking on the way of Allah, when you listen to the people who listen and respond to Allah, when you see how Allah punished the people who oppressed another people, how Allah punished the people who acting in a bad way, who didn't listen to Allah, who didn't respond to Allah. This is will make your heart firm on the straight way. لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. And this is what Allah sent, and this is what Allah preached, and this is what Allah make it remembrance. But to whom? To believer. Because they believe in this. But the people who don't believe, who doesn't believe, they just walk and leave everything in their behind. Also, number four, the thing that help you to firm on the straight way is ad-du'a. Ad-du'a is very important. And ad-du'a, you have to do it honestly. You have to do it sincere to Allah Azza wa Jal. You have to do it and you believe that Allah listening to you. You have to know that Allah hearing to you. You have to know that Allah knows your needs. For this reason, you have to make this du'a. And this is character to the believer of Allah. This is the character to the servant of Allah, that they direct their heart when they make dua to their Lord, not to anything else, not to human, not to Kaaba, not to person, not to, they direct their heart to Allah. And this is the greatest of Islam. The greatest of Islam, you ask directly your Lord. You ask directly from your Lord. And this is what Allah wants from everyone of us. You want, if you have two children, always someone come and ask, my brother want this, my sister want this. Why your sister didn't come? Let her come and ask. Because you love to listen to this and listen to this. You love to hear from this. And also Allah want us to make dua one by one. Go directly to him, ask him directly, but from our heart, to do it in sincere way. And one of the great dua, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. Oh, our Lord, don't deviate. Don't make our heart go away after you guide us. رَبَّنَا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. And donate us and gifted us a mercy. You are the generous, you are the gifter. So the heart is very sensitive. The heart is very sensitive, and any small things will deviate the heart. So we have to protect our heart. We have to care our heart. We have to firm our heart on the straight way. And this is what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always make dua. Ya muqallib al-qulub, oh who changed the situation of the heart, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. Make my heart firm on your religion. Make my heart firm on the straight way. Make my heart firm in what you love. So this is very important thing, ad-du'a. And ad-du'a can be anytime, anywhere, when you are in your bed, when you are driving, when you, anytime. You can direct your heart and ask Allah what you want. This is great mistake we did. We did many things, but we didn't ask Allah to help. Oh, should I ask Allah? This is very easy to cook. This is very easy to do the homework. This is very easy. Yes, ask your Lord. Teach yourself to ask your Lord about everything. Will make, this is, will help you to do everything in a perfect way. Number five, who help us to be firm on the straight way, and is one of the very important thing, is dhikrullah. Dhikrullah is firm your heart. Dhikrullah purified your soul, your spirit, and it is one of the most important reason for stability, for firmness, dhikrullah. And this is what Allah Azza wa Jal told the Sahaba of the Prophet and told everyone about the importance of the dhikr. And this ayah in Surah Al-Anfal, ayah number 45, give us a great example. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, idha laqitum fi'atan fathbutu wadhkuru allaha kathiran la'allakum tuflihun. Oh, who you believe, if you go in a war or in a battle and you are face to face with your enemy, what should you do? Firm, be stable, and mention Allah. This is the way of success. This is how you will be from the muflihin. Allahu Akbar. It is a war, and we are face to face with the enemy, and we make dhikr to Allah? Yes. Not only dhikr. A lot of dhikr. فَثْبُتُوا وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. You have to go back and to read this ayah. The people who don't understand dhikr, the people who don't act in their life with the dhikr, the people who forget to do dhikr, the people who listen to this and this and told him, oh, dhikr is bid'ah, dhikr is not. Please go to this ayah, read this ayah, understand the meaning of this ayah. Allah didn't say stop dhikr also in very critical situation, in very critical point, in very difficult time. In very hard time, you have to keep making dhikr, and not only a lot of dhikr. And this is the way of success. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا لَقِيتُمْ فِئَةً فَثْبُتُوا وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. So Allah Azza wa Jal make a dhikr is the way of firmness, the way of not only firmness, the way of stability, and the way of success. Number six, Allah Azza wa Jal told us in number six also about something very important. Told us about something is necessary in our life, and this is calling to Allah. Ad-da'wa ila Allah Azza wa Jal. To call the people in a nice way, to call the people in a wise way, to call people in a knowledgeable way, not in ignorant way, not in a bad way. For this reason, Allah Azza wa Jal told us that this is the way of the Prophet and messengers, and this is the way of the real followers of the Prophet and messengers. Allah Azza wa Jal said, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِ أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعْنِي. Said, this is my way. I call to Allah. Clearly, me and the people who follow me. This is the sunnah. We always talking about the real sunnah of the Prophet, not the appearance sunnah, not the easy sunnah. This is the real sunnah of the Prophet. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِ. This is Surah Yusuf 108. Chapter Yusuf 108. This is my way. This is my way. I call to Allah. Clearly, me and the people who follow me and exalted Allah. I am not from the one who believe that there is partner to Allah. I am not the one who don't believe in the unity of Allah. I am the one who believe in the only lonely one God. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. For this reason, calling to Allah is very important thing to firm you on the straight way, to stable you on the الصراط المستقيم. And also number seven. Number seven is the good combination. You have to know who are the people be with you. You have to look who are the friends of your daughter, who are the friends of your son, because according to this friends, he will act. According to this, he will be. So if you used the company of the scholars, the company of the pure people, the company who call to Allah, this is will make you similar to them. When you have hot water, and this hot water has a company with the envelope of tea, red tea, what this hot water will become? After a minute, we said, what is this? We said hot water? No, we said tea. But in reality, it was hot water, and the tea is separate. But when they become, and there is company between them, there is a friendship between them, now the water take all the adjective of the tea. The tea is still tea. It is still in the envelope. But the hot water take all the attitude, the color, the taste, the smell. And we call this water tea. We didn't call it hot water anymore. For this reason, told me, who is your friend? And I will tell you who you are. Told me, who is your son friend? And I will tell you who is your son. Told me, who is your daughter friend? And I will tell you who is your daughter. For this reason, we have to take this companion. And we should companion the people who help us to become closer to Allah, who help us to be on the way of dhikrullah, who help us to be in the way of the Quran. And this is the best thing will help you to be on the straight way and to be stable on the first on the straight way. Allah Azza wa Jal said in Surah Al-Kahf in ayah number 208 to the Prophet, Allah told the Prophet and everyone after the Prophet, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِي. Be patient and be with those who calling Allah in the day and the night. يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ. They want his satisfaction. They want his love. They want to connect with him. يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ تُرِيد زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. And don't run away from them because you want the dunya. وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ تُرِيد زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. And also, what is help you to be firm? What is help you to be stable on the way to Allah Azza wa Jal is patient. We need patient in everything. Without patience, we cannot do anything. يا أيها الذين آمنوا. Oh, who you believe. استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة. Seek help through patience, through prayer. إن الله مع الصابرين. Allah with those people who are patient. Allah will be with those people who are patient. And this is the very important thing. And this is the very important way to Allah Azza wa Jal. Number nine, I think, after that to remember the death, to remember the Jannah, to remember the hellfire, all of these will help us to be firm on the straight way. وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. آل عمران 133. So run, rush to forgiveness of your Lord and to great heaven. The width of this heaven is the width of this paradise is the heavens and the earth. And Allah prepared this to the righteous people. May Allah Azza wa Jal give you khair and afia. May Allah Azza wa Jal help us to be firm on the straight way. May Allah Azza wa Jal support us to do whatever He wants us to do. والحمد لله رب العالمين. الفاتحة. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك، ولا تجعلنا يا إلهنا يا مولانا من الغافلين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة، إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا وتولنا فيما يرضيك عنا. والحمد لله رب العالمين. الفاتحة.